Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Mohan. And before I go to my presentations, I would like to take this opportunity to thank NAGA to set up this useful conference so that we can share our information together, and then we hope that we can get something else from this meeting. I represent Thailand, but when I talk about Thailand, it means that we gather our information together, not just for our Department of Fisheries. So this is going to be the group of people that working together. I'd like to talk brief about shrimp culture in Thailand before we go to the EMS. Shrimp farming in Thailand, as you know, that has been practiced for many years, more than 30 years ago, and developed expand very rapidly in mid-1980. By 1987, Pinus moderna has been took off, and then Thailand's in all around Thailand and spread quite quickly along the coastal, and its cultivation declined in 2003 due to the diseases and the poor growth rate. Since then, they have some introduce of Pinus venomine. As you know that the Pinus venomine is not our local species, it's introduced in Thailand in 1997. And that time, the cultivation is not success. But since we have the collapse of the Pinus moderna, Pinus venomine is reconsidered. So in 2002, Pinus venomine has been introduced again, and then we success to develop. And the success development of the Pinus venomine culture has been spread out all the Thailand, and is quite really popular. Now it can be replaced all the Pinus monodont. We first start with the extensive aquaculture, and in the year 1970, the semi-intensive has been introduced, and we come up with the intensive culture farmings in 1988 up to 1990 using the hatchery layer seed and feed formulation. It required the high financials and the technical inputs that make Thailand success. Even they have a high cost, but we can reduce that cost down, and then we can increase the production. In 1998, Department of Fisheries has introduced the farm standards, because it's code of conduct. This is implemented, and then we success to do that, and then we get improvement of the farm. We introduce the other farm standard, is so-called good aquaculture practice, that is implemented to around Thailand in starting in 2000. Besides of these two standards, recently Thailand is introduced the biosecurity system into the shrimp culture to improve our disease protection and the farm management. Talk about the areas that we have shrimp productions, approximate, we can say 58,000 hectares has been used for shrimp farmings. And this is about, you can see that 43% is into the south of Thailand. Thailand has have long coastal lines in the east, in the south. This is the Gulf of Thailand, and this is the Andaman side. So you see that along the coastal lines is approximately 43% of the areas that we culture shrimp. At the present, the Pinus shrimp contribute about 45% of mariculture production. Well, for right now, they have two species that have been cultured. First, at the beginning, as I previously mentioned, that black tiger prawn has been a success. But since we got the disease problems, Pacific white shrimp has been introduced. Right now, is around almost 100% is a white shrimp culture in Thailand. Just only 0.5% is a black tiger prawn. Yeah, talking about the production, even we have a problem, some diseases in Thailand, but we still control the productions. Let's see, in 2010, we got something higher than 60,000 metric tons, and in this 2011, there's a little bit drop, close to 600,000 tons. Disease that we already faced in Thailand, and we are still struggling with the white spot disease and the yellow head disease. But we have some less infect with Tourette syndrome and HSN. We still have some white feces syndrome. This is occurs 2 years ago, but still now, but the case is declined. That's a brief situation, but right now we have a new emerged diseases that cause some losses in shrimp in Thailand. It's the same story that you already heard about early mortality syndromes. For the history of this, that's a long way ago, it happens in China, but in Thailand it just recently happened. The report that we have come is similar to EMS in late 2011 in the east coast of Thailand, is in Rayong and Chonburi province. But the case has been confirmed in early 2012. They have three provinces report that have EMS affected, is in Rayong, Chonburi, and Chachang Sao provinces. At the present, approximately 7% of the shrimp ponds in Thailand has been affected from EMS, mostly occurred in the eastern Gulf of Thailand in Chachang Sao, Rayong, Chonburi, and Trat province. I will show you a map. But when we talk about the area, even they have four provinces have disease occurred, but they have a strict area that disease has been dense in there. One is I'll show you the map. Yeah, this is a map for the east coast of Thailand, and this the province that I already mentioned about four provinces that occurs. One is Chachang Sao, and Rayong, Chonburi, and Trat. You'll see the different stars here in the colors. The red star is mean that the areas have denser affected of EMS, but in the thick area, it's not all the whole province, just only some areas. In Chachang Sao and Trat, we less problems compared to these two areas. In Rayong, that you say that I say here, the area that we're sick is Prasair, and then Chonburi is Nayaam. These two areas close to each other, so it's possible that they have some things in this area. Looking for a cross size of the disease, that's as I mentioned that in Thailand right now we have majority of the shrimp is pineus venomized. So what did happen here? When we suck the pineus venomized in the porn, it's first start in around 50 to 30 days of after stocking. And the severe case can be cause mortality approach to 100%. For the gross size of the disease, that you first see some soft and loose shell with a pale coloration, sometimes lethargy and rhinoxears. The affected chimp show abnormal hepatopancreas, muscle chancrin, and atopy. So these are pictures of atopy hepatopancreas, and you see the colors. This is more brown, just like Dr. Lina mentioned. So when we took our samples, before we took the samples, we have to make sure that all the shrimp has been affected by the EMS. So we have to exclude all the possible causative agents, just like white spot disease, yellow hair disease, or the bacterial infections that is something is not the EMS. When we look at histological samples that we have from, it appeared that its effect to the hepatopancreas, not for the other organs that we look at. So as you already seen from Dr. Liner and Dr. Tim's slides, that the signs has been post to the acute progressive degradation of the hepatopancreas and the lack of a mitotic activity in E cell and dysfunction of B and F and R cells. We will see after that is a mild inflammatory response. See the hemolytic infiltration, and the final state is the secondary bacterial infections. Most of the bacterial infections is what we isolate is in the Vibrio group. So I'll show you some slides of the hepatopancreatic cells that you will not see much of the E cell or mitosis. The mitotic E cells is lacking from the hepatopancreatic cells. And this, the giant nuclei that we call ischariomegaly, and you will see the marked reductions of the fat stellate cells, the R cells. When you look at the normal slice of hepatopancreas, you will see a lot of the R cells. And because R cell is the stellate cells and then make trims grow, you will see some, even not the totally lack, but they have some R cell left here. And but in this slide, we don't see any B cells or the F cells. And some slotting of the cells in the lumen of in the tubule of the hepatopancreas will be observed. And in the progress of the generations of the hepatopancreas, you will see some granulocytes, hemolytic infiltration here, and some degradations or losing of the hepatopancreatic cells in the tubules. This the inflammatory response that you will see a lot of the hemolytic infiltrations into the lumen and into the part of the hepatopancreas. The last stage that we look at is you will see the severe bacterial infections that I already mentioned is caused by opportunistic bacteria. Mostly is a Vibrio group. The isolations what we have is Vibrio paludihemolyticus is majority. You see some slotting cells here and got some granuloma inflammation here, and then a lot of massive bacteria infections. Well, when we look about what we talk about, what is a possible cause of EMS? Just like we are struggling with the others, that we cannot find any solutions for the cause of EMS yet. By Dr. Tim Klug, he isolates, not the isolate, but by using shotgun, he found some interesting bacteria, the group of bacteria from that. And here also the report of the bacteriophage from the affected shrimp, and his study is ongoing. And we are in the lab, we also test for the virus because the similar symptoms has been observed. First, we thought that it's caused by infectious agents, but once we try to inject the filtrate to the shrimps, there's no shrimp die, so we can eliminate all that hypothesis from the point that we have the experiment. For the toxins, I don't know, and the others, we have to look at more carefully on that. According to the case definition, I think this is so important that we have to more specify on case definition, try to think, not making we get the lost way when we do the investigation. If we not have a very sharp or correct case definition, we can get something else. So as devised by Dr. Leiner and Dr. Tim this morning, he already explained it, and then we look at our slides, it's all be the same things that we'll start at with the histopathological change in the hepatopancreas, the lack of the E cells, mitosis, lack of B and F cells, enlarge of HP nuclei and sloshing of the HP cells and hemolytic infiltration. Finally, of shrimp die with the secondary infection. Since they have a disease occurring in Thailand in the national level actions, we have to do the government, for the government actions, Department of Fisheries had taken an account on a passive surveillance of the EMS. And we do some communications on this situation between the officers and the trick farmers at the farm level. We do collaborations among the officials, researchers, university, and the trick farmers, especially with the good support for Thai Shrimp Farmers Association to control the disease. And mostly we give the advice to farmers on health management in shrimp farms. We provide some diagnostic service, and we're increasing the public awareness. for the private sector, it was very important, you know, because the government alone cannot do anything, I mean, a lot of things as private do. As I mentioned, that we have very good or strong support from the Thai Shrimp Farmers Association. He set up a group of person that we can, they fund for the research also. The group that consists of people from university, for the researchers, and many, many people, including the private sector also. This group of people do the research and they're giving the seminars. They visit farmers, and most important is that they provide the update information to the farmers, so they increase the awareness to the farmers. That is very, I mean, good for our business, our aquacultures. So as this is all this already mentions. So what we learn from this at the national level, we can strengthen the private sector and government cooperations on disease communications. We have information sharing about the stakeholders and researchers. And we got the research fund agency giving attention to the EMS, and we increasing the public awareness. For conclusion and way forward, in here, we not prove any causative agent yet. So this is things that we have to look at. And the case definition describes the historical change of the hepatopancreas. So it's possible of a disease sequence, it might be occurred just like this, that start with lack of mitotic E cells and dysfunctions of B and R and F cells, and then it's turned to be the cardiomegaly and have a marked inflammatory response in hepatopancreas. And we got bacterial infections and atrophy of hepatopancreas, and then shrimp die. For this, we conclude that increasing fish farm management and fish health management practice can be not 100%, but we can reduce the risk factors that can be cause disease in the farm. So we strongly recommend that shrimp health management and shrimp health management and shrimp farm management is more important. Sorry, I'm stucking with my words. Finally, for the way forward, we have to identify what is the primary cause of the EMS, trying to get what is a causative agent or what is caused by the toxins or things else. If this primary cause is an etiological agent, even bacteria or virus, we can in Thailand, what do you mean? In Thailand, we can propose the new agent to be controlled under the Animal Epidemic Act for its regulation at the national level. For immediate actions, the EMS will be an issue of discussion in the Committee for the Aquatic Disease Control under the Animal Epidemic Act of the DOF. DOF is the Department of Fisheries. And we can do the public awareness through media. And the EMS will be integrated into the National Active Surveillance System. We have to do a lot of research to look at the epidemiologies of that diseases. And finally, we have to set up the contingency plan for combat the disease. That is, I think, this is going to be end of my presentations. Thank you very much.